you know the game's right here tonight on 92.3 The Fan. So if you're out and about and you want to hear the latest, well, Andrew Siciliano's got you covered throughout the game tonight as he'll call play-by-play right here on the Browns Radio Network. He's Dan Menigan. I'm Andy Baskin. All right, so we're sitting here. We're just kicking around and contemplating, you know, are the Browns setting Shedeur Sanders up for success? And we heard a couple people talk about that nationally, including Dan Orlovsky. Dan, just chime in on what you thought we heard there in the first segment.
So, main part of it being Dan Orlovsky going, what is this lose-lose nonsense that's floating about here? The kid's going to have an opportunity to go out there and play. Very few, if any, fifth-round picks have that level of opportunity to go out there. If he shows up and plays great, fantastic. If he doesn't, it's a fifth-round pick. He's developing. He's learning. Jason Fitz from Yahoo Sports does a fantastic job on Inside Coverage, all the other Yahoo Sports podcasts that he's a part of. Brought up the other side of that argument, saying this is a lose-lose for the Browns and for Shedeur Sanders, because if he looks terrible, then all the Shedeur fans will, you know, basically look at this and go, or all the Browns fans, I should say, would say, ah, he's terrible, he's not worth the time. If he looks great, then everybody's going to be yelling at Kevin Stefanski, saying, why hasn't this kid been out here before? And I don't see either of those as losses. I see both of those as being winning situations, because why? I'm on a 25-year odyssey to find a quarterback, Andy. And if this guy can happen to be that dude, fantastic. Let's see more of him to see if that's that guy that maybe we could end the odyssey.
I keep thinking back. Mike Lombardi's haunted me this week because I keep going back thinking about his interview with The Morning Show talking about how drafts, you know, are for 2 years away, not for the next year.
Right, because rookies and are bad.
And I keep thinking to myself, we have been so bad that we are banking on rookies all the time. At one point, if the Browns wanted to go into a two-back set before Judkins had all these issues, you could be looking at five rookies starting for the Browns at one point between offense and defense. You could be looking at either Gabriel or Sanders, because only one of those guys can start, so there's one. Harold Fannin. You know, maybe you're in a two tight end set with two, I don't know, you're in a two tight end set with two running backs, which I don't think we never see that anymore, but it doesn't really matter. But it's just for the example. Fannin could be starting, Dylan Sanders could be starting, Quinshon Judkins and Samson. Again, I know what's going on with Judkins. I'm just using that for an example. Mason Graham and Carson Schwesinger. All of those guys could be starting.
Right.
You know, and if that's the way it is, it's just like, oh, man, it's just, you don't reload like that in the NFL. We've got to figure this thing out at some point.
Correct. This is step one. I hate to say it that way because we've been stuck at step one and have made our way to step two and then occasionally step three to only then fall right back to step one. This is step one of a rebuilding roster. This is how this works. You have to bring in a whole bunch of rookies. You know year one's going to be a little shaky. You're hoping for some flashes because these rookies are no longer playing against guys who are going to go off and become architects and accountants and lawyers and doctors and all of that kind of stuff. You are only playing now against other professional football players. The game is going to move faster. The guys are going to be stronger. They're going to be bigger. They're going to be smarter. Why? Because they're professional football players. That is their job. That is their life. That's why rookies are typically bad. You're waiting for flashes, and at the end of the season, they look better than they did at the beginning of the season. And if that's the case, then this is a success. I look at the same thing with Shedeur Sanders. If he walks out and scuffles today, hey, he's a fifth-round rookie. He's going to scuffle. It makes sense. If he rolls out and succeeds, I'm like, oh, man, maybe you got something that's an exception to the rule. Fantastic. Let's see it a little bit more in preseason game number two when you see the starters in the second string and the third string a little bit longer than the guys who are at the end of the roster.
All right, let's take some phone calls. Unless you did you have another cut you wanted to play there real quick? I can't remember. I thought we had talked about that.
Ah, we could roll on. Let's
all right, let's take some phone calls. Let's hear what other folks have to say. David is in Chagrin Valley.
Hey, David,
how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm on my bike. I'll pull over to the side for you for just a minute.
All right.
Fantastic.
So I'm just listening, streaming while riding. So
don't text
yes, him. Yes, I drive safely. I let your car do the best upon the road.
All right, look out for that car, first of all. That's
hopefully
all we hear.
Make her a decent cadence.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Now we can hear you.
Yes. So just a quick take. You know, RG3 got all the first-round reps. Kirk Cousins didn't. He had a slow maturation, you know, dreading the grass of the NFL. I think Kevin Stefanski got to enjoy the results of that development process. Maybe Kevin Stefanski thinks he can grow Shedeur into a more accurate version of Kirk Cousins.
I like that idea. I don't know if that's true, but I like it. I like it for either.
He should have the first round reps. Kirk Cousins didn't get the first round reps. He did just fine.
Again, I ask you, if you're a quarterback and you're going up against a team's first team defense, is that not a first round rep? First team rep.
Oh, sure. He could get killed out there, or he could do great out there. But the point is, for Kevin Stefanski's intention all along, everyone's questioning not whether he should be out there. The question is Stefanski's intention for him, that he would have been third stringer in this game if everyone was healthy. They're saying, why is he doing this to Shador? Well, maybe because he's seen it and how well it works before with Kirk Cousins. Maybe he sees something in his development that he thinks he's amazing once he's got his target. Maybe he needs to learn how to get through the reads. Maybe he needs to learn how to...
Totally agree.
Take the huddle.
Right, hey, David, thank you for the phone call. Please be safe. We're hearing cars flying by you at 100 miles an hour. Thank you. Thanks. I don't know. Have we ever had a cyclist call in before?
We may have. They just didn't announce that they were a cyclist. That's cool, though. Be safe out there because, you know, do the best you can because cars try their best. But, you know.
Dan is in Northfield.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, let me just pull over my unicycle.
Okay, cool.
Hold on. I'm proud of you for being able to balance like that while on the phone. Did you train the bear to do it, too?
No, just the kids. So I need to know why everybody's like, come on with the negative. It's football season. Come on. Like, this guy's going to do great, or he's not. But, like, then I hope next week Kenny Pickett starts. Like, exactly. Let's play him up. Get him in there.
I agree completely.
Are they setting him up to succeed? That's what the question is. If Shador starts, are they setting him for it to succeed?
Not my problem.
All right. That's not a bad answer. Dan, might be the best answer I've heard all week. Thank you.
This feels like the Jeff Phelps don't let the millionaires ruin your day. I don't know. It's not my problem. I don't control this.
What a classic.
Let me tell you. I look at this whole thing as just a total like, all right, let's just see what's out here. Let's scratch the lotto ticket and we'll see if maybe the $1 million is still sitting on there because we've scratched one part of the lotto ticket. That's all I want with this. Like, let's just see. I want to see if he can get in and out of the huddle. I want to see if there are pre-snap penalties. I want to see if guys are in the right spot. And I want to see if he can process quick enough. That's all I'm asking. Three-step ball out, five-step ball out, play on time. Let's just see where everything sits. And if it looks like crud, well, then we throw our hands up in the air and go, fifth-round rookie, he needs more time. He's a developmental quarterback.
We got six other quarterbacks in that quarterback room. Just throw anybody else out there.
They got bunk beds going on in there, and they might even have hammocks hanging at this point.
Let's go Roman in Canton. What's up, Roman?
What's up, fellas? How we living?
We're large.
Doing well, man.
Good. Just wanted to call, I think, this whole season is going to be throwing stuff at the wall and seeing if it sticks. I don't think we can put much weight on whether or not they're putting him out there and, you know, setting him up for success, because as a coach, you're supposed to do that no matter who's under center. So I think Stefanski's not the guy who would, you know, just try and throw him out there to let him fail, especially from all accounts. Guys, I feel like we've heard nothing but good things about Shadir. And like, he was speeding that one time and got that ticket. But other than that, since we've drafted him, I've heard nothing but good things about what he does in the community, what he's doing at the facility, how he is with other teammates. So, you know, these negative narratives about him, I don't know how fabricated they are, but I think we're going to see how he does. And like you guys have been saying, he was a fifth-round pick. If he has a bad day, then that's what happens. If he has a good day, then maybe he takes a step up on the depth chart.
Appreciate it, Roman. That makes total sense. And
Can we go back? What are the negative narratives that, you know, all the negative narratives came from the draft, right? Other than the speeding ticket.
If this is a true quarterback competition, he should be getting more first-team reps.
Can somebody stop and tell me what a true quarterback competition is? If the head coach wants to set someone up to win, guess what? They just had a true competition in the eyes of the head coach. Again, I'm so tired of hearing this. Well, how come they're not getting equal reps with the first time? I thought this was supposed to be fair. Guys, this isn't peewee football. This is the NFL. They're going to set it up for the way it's going to be. And when you're paying someone more than someone else, guess what? They're going to get a better opportunity than the other guy. Shador made more money in college than he's making in the pros. Stop with the thinking that it's fair. It's not fair. Sorry, it's not going to be fair. Go ahead. Sorry.
I agree with every last word that just came out of your mouth right there. It's why when these people get really grumpy and go, you need to bury the fact that he's a fifth-round quarterback, I'm like, no, you don't, because that's what's building what you're watching. Like, no, you can't forget that fact, because that's a reality.
Fair is, was it fair when Johnny Manziel took over for Brian Hoyer because all the hype was around Johnny Money Manziel, who didn't even look at the playbook? He didn't even, like, over this last week, I don't know why Manziel's creeped back into my head, but it has. It's driving me crazy, and it just makes me think how messed over Hoyer was while he was here. Like, we turned our back on one of our own so we could have this freak show come in here who is still ripping our city and come in here, not read the playbook, not care, and talk about how there weren't enough things to do while he was in Cleveland. Meanwhile, we had one of our own guys that was playing pretty good quarterback. If anybody, was it Dion that said pay the man on a Thursday night against the Bengals when Hoyer, like, think about what we're doing here, right? Think about what we're talking about. But everybody had to have Manziel. Johnny horrible is what that idiot was. And we also, and I'd listen to people, and they kept digging and digging and digging. And what happened? We made a horrible turn. Like, this franchise has made more horrible turns and bad turns. And I don't want to hear again, the Deshaun Watson, this is on. Guess what? If I'm Kevin Stefanski and I get what-ed out of three first-round picks that could have been on the field because I've got a quarterback that can't play at all that everybody thought was going to be great, he wasn't. And guess what? You set the franchise back a decade. So don't tell me that Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach because of the talent. The talent's not his fault. They traded away three first-round picks and got nothing for him. More Browns preseason coming up after this.